Conditions for direct black hole seed collapse near a radio loud quasar 1 year after the Big Bang, by Roderick A. Overzier. Observations of luminous quasars and their supermassive black holes at Z-6 suggest that they formed at dense matter peaks in the early universe. However, few studies have found definitive evidence that the quasars lie at cosmic density peaks, in clear contrast with theory predictions. Here we present new evidence that the radio loud quasar SDSSJO836+0054 at Z equals 5.8 could be part of a surprisingly rich structure of galaxies. This conclusion is reached by combining a number of findings previously reported in the literature. Bosman et al. 2020 obtained the redshifts of three companion galaxies, confirming an overdensity of eye dropouts found by Zheng et al. 2006. By comparing this structure with those found near other quasars and large overdense regions in the field at Z approximately 6-7, we show that the SDSSJO836+0054 field is among the densest structures known at these redshifts. One of the spectroscopic companions is a very massive star-forming galaxy, log M_*M_Sun approximately 10.3, based on its unambiguous detection in a Spitzer 3.6 arm image. This suggests that the quasar field hosts not one, but at least two rare, massive dark matter halos, log M_*Halo, M_Sun > 12, corresponding to a galaxy overdensity of at least 20. We discuss the properties of the young radio source. We conclude that the environment of SDSSJO836+0054 resembles, at least qualitatively, the type of conditions that may have spurred the direct collapse of a massive black hole seed according to recent theory. This was conditions for direct black hole seed collapse near a radio loud quasar 1 year after the Big Bang, by Roderick A. Overzier.